Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? How many times have you heard me say, sales are everything? And then I'll say, wait a minute, sales aren't everything, prospecting's everything. We have to have a prospect. Then we have to have an appointment and a sale and a close. All important things. If we don't do those things, if we aren't selling, if we aren't creating business, we don't stay in business. But you know, it's just the start. Every time you sell something, it solves a problem. It brings revenue into your business, but it also creates other problems. It's just the first step. We had a prospect, we saw them, we got the contract, we got the agreement, we're ready to do the work. Can we do the work? Can we deliver? Are we going to deliver everything that we promised? Do we have the capacity to do that? I hear from people all the time, and business people, and they say, I want to grow my business. I want to make it bigger. I want to double the size. And I go, please don't do that. Because if you double the size of your business too quickly, you're going to go out of business. You're not going to be able to handle it. Have steady, sustained growth. So once you sell it, you can do all the other things that are necessary. You can deliver the goods or service. You can have customer service. You can be dependable. You can deliver on time. You can meet expectations. So you see, when you are selling, you can't just sell. You've got to find a prospect and sell, but you've got to think about what else happens after that. Am I going to be able to absolutely meet my commitments? Because if you can't meet your commitments, you may never get another sale again. It's amazing how many people know your customers. It's a small world these days. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody in your industry, whether they're local or whether they're across the country, they may be friends with someone else in another business. Hey, you really want to do business up, you know, with Susie because Susie delivers. Whatever she says, she keeps her word. Ah, oh, Freddie, that guy. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I did business with Freddie, and it was like going to the dentist. It was just very painful. Don't ever do business with Freddie. So remember, sales are important. Closing the deal is important. Getting the prospect is important. But then once you do that, if you don't deliver what you promised, if you don't do what you said you were going to do, if you aren't the very best, if you don't give them the best service, the best product, a reasonable price, you're not going to keep them. They're going to go somewhere else and buy. And one of the secrets of success, and this is a big one, and most people don't think about this, is not just making a sale, but making a sale that will be a continual sale. Having a business or a business person that you're dealing with for years, you don't have any marketing costs involved. You don't have to find them. They're there. All you have to do is nurture the sale. So always make sure after we're selling that we're taking the time to nurture the sale. We're right there for them. And that goes for old customers. If we have a customer that we've been doing business for a long time, call them up, say hello to them. Take them out to lunch. Make them feel like you're really paying attention and pay attention. Because it's harder to find a new customer or client than it is to keep the old one. And keeping the old one is extremely important because we want to build volume. We want to build our business. We don't want to just be doing business with people and then not doing business with them again and having to replace them. We want to serve the business community. That's what they're there for. That's what we are here for. So let's solve those problems after the sale, and let's continue to be the success that you deserve to be and need to be. This is Howard Lewinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.